The UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, says the country remains a dangerous place, with insecurity threatening to undermine efforts to create stability. Speaking at the UN yesterday, Brahimi said many Afghans feel they're at the mercy of local warlords and bandits. He said establishing security is crucial to the credibility of the government of President Hamid Karzai. In the eastern Afghan city of Khost, fighting between rival factions was reported continuing today. Over the weekend, more than 15 people were killed in Khost. The fighting in the eastern provincial capital has added to the tension in Afghanistan created by last Thursday's car bomb attack in Kabul and the assassination attempt against President Karzai in Kandahar. The attacks have underscored the fragility of the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
10 months after U.S. forces arrived in Afghanistan, the hunt for al-Qaeda and the Taliban continues in the south and east of the country. At a checkpoint on a lonely, pitted dirt road in Paktia province, a government soldier, Commander Abdullah, says the Americans usually arrive after dark.
They are very active here. They move along this road very frequently, and they have been raiding a lot of houses here looking for Al-Qaeda. But I don't think that they have found very many. Things are pretty peaceful here now. But there are some people active here who don't want the new government to succeed.
A few miles down the road, in the dusty one-street town of Zermatt, tire repair shop owner Azizul Rahman has a less charitable assessment of the security situation. He has lived in Zermatt for 12 years, long enough, he says, to see three successive Islamic governments, and the latest, Azizul Rahman says, is the worst of the lot.
There are a lot of warlords, men with guns, and a lot of looting and insecurity, and lots of killing. Things are getting worse, not better. This country has been at war for 25 years, and it hasn't ended yet.
Here in the southeast, once a Taliban stronghold, many long for the day when the men in turbans were in charge, not the current government with Hamid Karzai as president. Shopkeeper Sailani opened his store 4 years ago when the Taliban ran things here.
Under the Taliban, security was very good. People could travel day and night, carry a lot of money. But now it is not safe to travel at night. Security is very bad. Just look at our President Karzai. If his own men can't protect him, if he needs the Americans to be his bodyguards, then how is his government going to provide security for us?
Late last week, two separate attacks underscored the fragility of the security situation in Afghanistan. In the capital, Kabul, a car bomb killed more than 20 people in a crowded market and wounded dozens more. Just a few hours later, an assassin tried to take the life of President Karzai in the southern city of Kandahar. The Afghan government was quick to blame al-Qaeda and the Taliban for both attacks, which followed a series of smaller bombings in Kabul over the past several weeks. Masood Khalili, Afghanistan's ambassador to India, says last week's attacks are a troubling development, an escalation by those who wish to see the new government fail.
Unfortunately, this phase has started, and it will go on for some time. My prediction is that wherever they get a chance to hit, they hit it, whether it's a crowded area or not. They want to show that they are alive, to kill, to get attention.
Since these latest attacks, the Afghan government and the International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, have stepped up their security efforts in the capital. They've added more patrols and more roadblocks, like this one set up last night near the presidential palace. German soldiers carefully checked passing cars for bombs and other weapons, opening trunks, looking under the hood, pulling some drivers off to one side to be searched. Though thorough, few here believe such measures can prevent future terrorist attacks similar to the one in the market here last week. And even more worrisome to many is the attempt on the life of President Karzai, in whom the hopes of the international community and many Afghans lie.
I think that the government as it is right now will collapse if Karzai were to be assassinated.
Political analyst Alex Tier is a former UN official who spent many years in Afghanistan.
I think that Karzai is the person who retains the legitimacy of this government. And I think that Karzai's absence will make the legitimacy of this government disappear completely. And if Karzai were to disappear from the scene, then you have the potential to destabilize the whole situation.
The threats to the new government come not just from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but from many armed factions around the country, whose leaders feel left out of the current political process. The renewed fighting in Khost today between men loyal to the new Karzai-appointed governor and those of renegade warlord Pacha Khan is one such example. With the Americans focused on hunting Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and ISAF restricted to the capital, Kabul, these disaffected warlords, says analyst Alex Thier, represent the biggest long-term threat to peace. Thier says it's essential that the U.S. military and ISAF expand their mandates to establish a security presence all over the country. He says they must make it clear to local warlords that they will pay a heavy price if they try to further their political agendas through the use of force.
Unless they believe that there's some lid on them through the international forces, then eventually, I fear that that fighting will break out because there are too many people around the country who have too much to lose from a situation where the central government takes control of all the power and they're not invested in that.
But for now, both the Afghan and U.S. governments say things are going as well as could be expected 10 months after the rout of the Taliban. More than 1.5 million refugees, many of whom spent the last 20 years in neighboring Pakistan and Iran, have voted with their feet, returning to Afghanistan, betting their future that things are getting better. Colonel Roger King is spokesman for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
It's not a fast food situation, you know. You can't drive up to the window and say, I want it this way, and by the time you get to the second window with your dollar out, you've got it. All right, it's going to take time to do it. And I think that you would have been hard-pressed to find somebody a year ago who would have given this even a remote chance of being at this stage by now. In the majority of Afghanistan, there is no war. By and large, the country has got enough stability where the people feel that they can go about their daily business.
U.S. officials have, in the past few weeks, indicated a softening of their opposition to an expansion of the ISAF mission. They have also indicated that the mandate of the U.S.-led coalition could evolve from one loosely defined as seek and destroy to one of keeping the peace. If the security of Afghanistan becomes the ultimate goal, more foreign troops will be needed to expand the writ of President Karzai's government and provide Afghanistan with a prospect of a more peaceful future. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.